Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Walter Taylor, who is the new Global Chief Procurement Officer for TSYS. Hi, Walter. Thanks for joining me today.
It's my pleasure, Karen. Thank you.
So, Walter, let's get started by having you describe what is a day in the life of a Global Chief Procurement Officer all about? What do you do?
Well, it's definitely changed quite a bit, especially with financial services, given that we're very very dependent upon some key third parties, as well as the regulatory environment has changed. But one thing I have to do is make sure that each line of business, each business segment, if you will, they're dependent on suppliers, third parties, just like they are dependent upon their people and the budget. So I have to make sure that they have the right supplier portfolio to meet their needs with the right risk-reward balance.
So that sounds like a pretty big responsibility, and I hadn't thought about the influence of regulation on what it is that you do, especially in the FI space. But what are some of the biggest pain points that go along with having your role?
Well, the two things that we have to do very well is we have to have a process and a program to make sure that we perform the correct due diligence over these third parties before we bring them in or while they're in here, as well as have the right oversight program to make sure that we're getting the right contract compliance, that just like an employee, that they're meeting performance expectations, that we're monitoring risk, such as information risk. And we've got to monitor the company as an entity and make sure that they're always financially viable and that they're tracking towards their strategy, because we're very dependent upon their strategy.
So Walter, do you get involved in any of the payment related stuff? I know that's probably handled by another group within TSYS, but does that overlap into any of what you manage?
It will, yes. I will be building a program for all third-party due diligence and oversight. I mean, initially, we're starting with your traditional suppliers, but it will be broadened.
How does doing business cross-border complicate your life?
Well, it just becomes another portfolio, another supplier portfolio, and obviously we like to have each supplier assigned to one portfolio as the primary portfolio owner, such as technology or the consumer card processing side or the merchant side. We'd like to have each primary signed to one portfolio, but let's face it, these suppliers reach over into other portfolios, and it requires more coordination, collaboration, as well as dealing with the local laws and regulations.
So I would imagine that there are lots of tools and new technologies that are popping up that help make this diligence, compliance, and onboarding process a little easier. What are you seeing?
Well, I mean, you see the major players out there, your major procurement, supply chain, purchasing type tools. You know, it's more about the process. The process and the due diligence in and around the process evolving. It's more about that as opposed to the tools that are evolving.
So the technology really enables a lot of the stuff that the process defines, it sounds like.
That's correct. But the real key is how you build your program, how you build your process. You know, what is important to TSYS when we do due diligence? What is important to TSYS when we provide ongoing oversight? That's what's critical. And the tool, it just allows you to do that, and it becomes a repository for this information and a means to track it and to report on it. We're not building manufactured goods where the physical supply chain becomes very important. And we're not doing, reverse logistics where big industrial companies will pull components off and run them back through the logistics and remanufacturing process, where you need to have very sophisticated planning tools. Yes, we have to plan for what we consume with a vendor, but it's not nearly as complex. What's important is that due diligence and oversight of each supplier.
So is there room for innovation when you begin to think about the process definition and deployment within any procurement organization?
Karen, absolutely. Absolutely. What we're looking for are, what are the leading indicators that tell us that a given supplier is going to meet our expectations and is not going to create undue risk for us? That's what's important, and that's what's going to be innovative, and that's what we're looking for.
Well, that sounds interesting. It sounds like there could be a whole lot of clever ways to aggregate that information and make it available, potentially even across enterprises.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we're going to be focusing on is the financial viability of a third party. I mean, the financial viability of a third party can tell you a whole lot, okay? It can tell you, number one, how strong they are, how well they're going to reinvest in their products and services. What's the probability of them meeting their strategy expectation? Let's face it, it does take an investment to meet any type of strategy that you have, quote, unquote, sold to your customers.
Well, I think that's a good point. I think the other thing that comes to mind is, this whole idea of supplier enablement, which is a part of what you just described. It's looking at them, doing the diligence, and then getting them onboarded. Does the process differ by size of company? I would imagine smaller companies might have a more difficult time meeting some of these thresholds.
It's mainly, yes, I mean, it can differ between not so much size, but public versus private, public versus maybe venture capital, private equity backed. I mean, you have to look at the ownership model. That can change a little bit of the due diligence. Well, it can change a lot of the due diligence. But what's the most important is you have to know how you're going to use that third party, and as well as kind of look into the future and how are you going to be using them a year down the road, 2 years down the road, and 3 years around the road, because that will dictate how critical they become.
So, Walter, final question. You talked about leading indicators as being very important in identifying the viability of third parties. If we were looking at leading indicators for thinking about the procurement roadmap for TSYS, what would we be looking for?
I'm definitely looking at financial viability of the third parties. I'm looking at how well they've delivered on their past committed strategy. I'm looking at how well that I'm okay with third parties having audit issues. What I'm looking for is how well they remediate those issues, and do they have or have not repeat issues. Those are some of the big ones that I'm looking at.
Well, I think those sound like pretty responsible things to be looking at for sure. And the kinds of things that I think, as you pointed out, really do lend themselves to innovation through aggregating information that makes it easier for your teams to be able to access that information quickly, to make a decision quickly.
Yeah, I mean, TSYS, as well as other critical service providers to financial institutions, we are an extension of these financial institutions, and so we have to work it from both sides. We have to work our supply chain, but we are an integral part of these financial institutions' supply chain, so we have to be able to plug in to these vendor management programs on the customer side, and we have to be able to show that we can develop and execute a strong vendor management program with our third parties, because they become basically fourth parties for our customers.
Well, that's a very, very good point. Walter, it's been great getting a snapshot into a day in the life of a chief procurement officer that does business not only on a worldwide basis, but in a very heavily regulated part of our world called financial services. Thanks for joining me today. It was really a pleasure speaking with you.
Karen, thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.